Seawall Media presents Cox Out Loud, an erotica audio production, Valentine Storytime 2018. For this episode, the Seawall Entourage collaborated in creating this year's submission. It's time to get comfortable for some self-care and prepare for an enjoyable tale.
Alex's Multiplayer Valentine, written by the COL Entourage, read by Hadrian McQuaig. Alex was having a bad day. No, Alex was having a crappy holiday. It was Valentine's Day, and simply put, working on Valentine's Day sucks for retail workers. Couples come into stores, being all cutesy with one another, and it's just downright annoying. They buy matching pop figurines and gush over them in a way that would make a bystander vomit with annoyance. Plus, Alex doesn't have a date because his boyfriend dumped him a week ago. He had planned a perfect romantic dinner date. Alex truly didn't understand what had happened. Things were going well between them. Alex certainly wasn't a bad-looking guy either, at least that's what he thought. He was about 5'9", 230 pounds with a stocky build, and was covered in thick hair all over him. He had one of those innocent faces that usually would be described as curious, but can be devious. If a label had to be assigned to him, he'd be a mixture of cub and otter. Alex was new to being in the bear scene, and he learned what those phrases were from a few porn videos that were set at a popular fast food venue with golden arches, and it featured Ian McCarty. Talk about McSteamy. Normally, today would have been Alex's day off, but since his plans had abruptly ended, he volunteered to pick up an extra shift at work. Alex worked in a local gaming store, the kind that some considered to be a second-hand store. Earlier in the day, a kid had come into the shop expecting way too much for a trade-in for his used Playbox Super Gaming controller. He wanted to use the money towards the purchase of the new Legend of Samus Mario's Awakening game. Alex had to let the kid down and tell him that the value of the controller wasn't what the kid thought it would be. The kid threw a fit, leaving in an angry cloud of obscenities. About an hour later, a gruff, tired-looking man walked into the store, scowling as he approached. Alex thought he was going to be trouble. "I'd like to speak to your manager," the man yelled, slightly puffing up his chest right above a firm, round belly. Alex filed away in his mental spank bank for later at home. Alex politely excused himself and opened the office door to see Derek, his manager, sitting behind the desk. Derek's about 6'1", 275 pounds, with the physique of someone who does things occasionally, like working out or having pizza and a beer with the guys. "Derek, you remember that kid that freaked out earlier?" He bit his lip. "I think his pissed-off dad's here. The guy that kind of looks like him wants to talk to you." Derek sighed, stretched himself out in his chair, a soft patch of chest hair poking out the top of his dress shirt. Alex couldn't help but look on as the shirt button strained, revealing a white undershirt. "Fine, I'll take care of it." Derek stepped out of the small manager's office to greet the belligerent guy standing in his store. Alex suddenly found himself directly between his boss and the hot daddy. "You think you're playing some kind of cheap game, do you?" the man said directly to Derek as he walked out of the office. "I know damn well what this controller's worth and what that pipsqueak over there was trying to tell my son," he said, gesturing to Alex, whose face flushed pink-red. He looked away as Derek sighed while crossing his arms over his broad chest, causing the shirt to strain with the movement.
"Sir, we have policies and guidelines we follow when it comes to appraising used stock," Derek said calmly, eyeing the man.
Whoever this individual was, he definitely was not bad-looking, Derek thought. Standing about 5'11", the man had slightly thinning hair with the physique of a bull. The customer's white T-shirt strained from his thick neck, allowing a dark dusting of hair to peek out, notably matching his arms. Derek's eyes traveled further down as he took the sight of the man in, an eyebrow raised as he noticed the natural bulge the customer was sporting.
Did you happen to bring the controller with you? Derek asked, as his eyes made their way back up to him directly. The man scoffed, rolling his eyes before producing a bag with a controller inside. Here, he said gruffly, putting it down on the counter for Derek to examine. Alex, meanwhile, was still pink in the face and had stepped off to the side behind the counter, watching the exchange sheepishly as the store was empty at the moment. He wondered what it was going to be like later when Derek scolded him. Alex had imagined that being disciplined wouldn't be a bad thing. The manager's office was small and cramped. Derek tended to give off a musky smell that filled the office quickly when the door was closed. Somehow Alex was still giddy at the thought, even if it mean he was getting into trouble. Derek stood behind the counter, unraveling the bag and pulling the controller out to examine. It wasn't in bad-looking condition. However, there was something stuck on the controller. A dried-on stain looked like something familiar. Derek scratched at the dry spot before pointing it out so the customer could examine it. "What's this, Mr.?" he asked, hoping he'd be able to get a name at this point. "Name's Greg. How the hell should I know? It looks like..." And the customer trailed off, realizing he had grabbed the wrong controller. This was the spare one he himself used when playing the odd game of Madden 17 with his buddies from the construction company. He realized immediately what was caked on the controller and flushed completely red. Alex leaned over the counter, glancing at the controller curiously. This certainly wasn't the one he examined earlier. There was clearly something slightly dirty about the gaming peripheral. Alex looked up at Derek to see his boss smirking at Greg as if he knew something Alex didn't. It took a few moments of Alex looking at both of them and back at the controller when it finally clicked in his brain what exactly it was. He had no idea that someone could come so much, or how the controller could still power on in such a condition. "Well, this is definitely why you were quoted so little," Derek said, picking the controller up and pressing the power button. It certainly did power on, but the buttons were a bit stiff. "Not sure what you've done to this poor controller, but it's still working and it must have enjoyed it after such a beating," he said, chuckling. "I know I would have." Greg stammered, still red in the face, reaching out and attempting to grab the controller back from Derek. Derek was a bit faster and moved out of Greg's grasp before he could snatch it. "Now I can definitely make you an offer on this and give you a decent price, but you'll have to convince me first," Derek said, grinning wolfishly at Greg. Alex, meanwhile, was shocked that this exchange was even happening. Did his boss really just make a suggestion to help the guy out? Was it meant to be as sexual and in the context as it was delivered? Alex had placed his clammy hand against the glass counter, but his nerves caused his hand to slip. He fell forward onto his knee, and his face inches from Derek's crotch, which appeared to be getting fuller and throbbing with life. Both men ignored Alex had fallen forward onto his knee. Can anyone say potential workman's comp claim? And Greg was still looking at Derek in disbelief, processing what the man had just said to him.
"What are you suggesting exactly?" he asked.
"Exactly as it sounds. You scratch my back, and I may let you suck my dick," Derek said, placing the controller back on the counter, his free hand reaching down and grabbing his crotch. Derek's cock sprang to life and snaked down his pant leg, completely engorged. Greg's jaw dropped, staring at the manager's crotch, his own beginning to grow tight as arousal hit him. Alex, still on his knee in front of his boss, could feel the heat radiating from Derek's crotch he was staring directly at. With his mouth agape, drool began to leak from the corner. Grinning, Greg's own hand went down to his crotch as he grabbed the obscene bulge with his bear-like claw, giving it a good tug as he watched Derek intently.
Definitely attempt an offer. But how about you suck my cock instead? He said, smirking.
Fuck it, Alex thought. At this point, he was probably going to get in trouble anyway. He might as well get what he wanted and shoved his whole face right into Derek's crotch, nuzzling the throbbing monster against his cheek. Derek stumbled backward, taken aback as his employee, whom he'd completely forgotten, had his face buried in his crotch.
Well, looks like you trained your employee good there, huh?
Greg said, unzipping his fly and walking over to the pair of them.
Maybe we can experience some great service.
Derek moaned, biting his lip as his employee rubbed the outline of his dick through his pants against his face.
Fuck, Alex, not out here. The store's still open, Derek said, gesturing to the neon sign flashing open in the shop window. Let's lock up first.
Allow me,
Greg said, winking at the two individuals before him.
fishing his cock out of his trousers and walking over to the entrance, letting his length throb in the air as he turned the deadbolt on the door, flipping the sign off, and strutting back over to the two men, his belly and dick bouncing with each step he took. Greg stopped directly in front of Derek with his cock brushing Alex's cheek. "Now, where were we?" Then Alex felt something brush against the other side of his face. He turned just a bit, his mouth still agape as the head of Greg's dick brushed against his lips. A small drop of pre-cum smeared along his mouth, which Alex licked off, huffing out a breath of hot air against the dick that was eagerly awaiting his mouth. "Oh, fuck, boy," Greg groaned, a bit gruffly as he moved his hips slightly so his dick pressed against Alex's lips.
"Guys, people can still see through the window. Let's move into the office," Derek said, reaching down and cupping his hand under Alex's chin, indicating for him to stand up.
He grabbed Greg's dick, giving it a few strokes before pulling it, and the bullish man, towards him and into the room just behind them. Alex whined a bit, watching as Greg's dick was being pulled into the manager's office. He took the hint, however, and began to stand up, looking down at his crotch to see the wet spot which had formed through his khakis. He knew he was rock hard, but damn, he was pre-coming so much already. Alex giddily walked into the office, shutting the door behind him, and gasped at the scene happening before him. Both men had their shirts off, cocks out, grinding against each other as they were kissing fervently, their strong arms rubbing against each other with broad chests pressed firmly together and uttering masculine grunts as their kisses, caressing and frotting became more aggressive. Alex was quick to get out of his clothes before he was on the floor, kneeling before the two men like a hungry puppy waiting for a treat. He left his briefs on, which were now tinted from his 6-inch thick cock, which the front was stained from all the pre-cum he was leaking.
"Damn, this boy's hungry for some dick," Greg said as
both men paused their kissing frenzy, turning towards Alex. Both of their cocks pulsed as Greg's stood proudly at 6.5 inches and about as thick as Alex's, while Derek had them both beat with 8 inches, thick as a cucumber, jutting proudly from his hairy crotch. Each erection had a pearl of pre-cum starting to gather at the tip as Alex started hungrily licking his lips.
"He sure is. If I'd known sooner, he'd be employee of the month by now," Derek said, chuckling as his hand went to Alex's head and moved him towards his cock.
Alex took the hint and immediately reached out with his tongue, licking the pre-cum off before sliding his mouth over the head and swirling his tongue around the helmet. Alex reached out with his hand, grabbing Greg's dick by the base and gave it a squeeze before slowly moving his fist up the length, over the head teasingly, and back down to the base. The teasing, wet strokes were enough to make Greg moan, mouth agape. He uttered a long, drawn-out, "Fuck!" with the alternating strokes and licks and moments of sucking. Alex's beard tickled his balls in a way he'd never felt before. It was soft, not the coarse beards of the discreet men on Craigslist. Greg felt wave after wave of ecstasy as the musk of the three men amplified in the cramped area. Derek looked around the office and realized the options were limited given the tight space.
Open mouth, eh? Maybe I should fill it,"
Derek said as he motioned Greg and Alex to the slightly wider stockroom. The room was cold, but the three men were too worked up to care. Derek motioned for Greg to get on all fours.
"Alex, get under him and continue what you're doing."
His cock quivered as he gave the men directions, anticipating the feel of his mouthy customer sucking him. Alex laid on his back, using his shirt as a makeshift pillow. Once again, his hands and mouth made Greg moan in new, inviting ways. Derek rested his thick, throbbing cock on Greg's eager face. He grinned.
"Service with a smile. I could get used to this,"
he said as he slipped his cock into Greg's warm, wet, listless mouth. He thrust once, twice, three times, but...
"Have you ever sucked dick before?"
Greg started to blush. No, it's my first time. I'm usually the one getting head. Why, is something wrong?"
He sounded a little hurt. Derek thought for a second.
"Okay, try going down on Alex."
Greg got off the willing, talented bear and made his way down to Alex's cock, inspecting it. He got his mouth down about halfway before coughing.
"Okay," Alex said.
"Get up. It's time you played the tutorial level."
Derek stroked to keep himself hard, watching Alex with a look of managerial approval. Alex resumed stroking and licking Greg. Pay attention to what I'm doing. Notice how I'm trading off, stroking first?
It's a start.
Greg trembled, spilling another drop of pre-cum.
Now do that to Derek.
Greg moved away from Alex, now on his knees in front of Derek, who was stroking his long, hard cock slowly, watching him intently. Greg reached out and took the base of Derek's cock in his fist, moving his mouth forward and taking the length into his mouth, sucking gently, moving his hand and mouth in alternating rhythm that occasionally was offbeat, but getting the job done. Derek hissed at one point as Greg's teeth grazed the head of his dick, but Greg soon got the message and worked his lips so his teeth wouldn't graze Derek's sensitive dome.
Fuck, not bad. Keep sucking that dick,
Derek said, leaning against the wall behind him and raising both of his bare arms above him.
And you, he said, jerking his chin to Alex. Come here and lick my pits.
Alex jumped up, trotting over to his boss and moved his face into the man's right pit, inhaling the rich and musky yet spicy scent. His tongue left his mouth as he licked the man's armpit, taking in the taste and aromatic scent that his boss produced. Meanwhile, Greg continued to work Derek's man-meat in his mouth, working into a good rhythm. Derek closed his eyes, breathing heavily, and low, deep moans erupting from his mouth.
Outside of the stockroom, a delivery truck had pulled up and the driver was unloading the new video game stock onto a dolly to bring it inside the store. Craig was humming happily to himself as he pulled the dolly up the ramp to the back door leading to the stockroom, where the threesome was currently taking place. The day so far had been a nice mild one in Austin, Texas. Craig had decided to pick up some extra hours that day, since he was a single guy and had no Valentine's Day plans. He flipped the lid up over the box that contained a keypad and entered a 4-digit number that silently unlocked the door. Pulling the door open, Craig tilted the dolly back towards him and heaved the stock inside.
At that exact moment, all three men stopped what they were doing in horror, looking over at Craig, who had now just put the dolly upright and was pulling it out from underneath the boxes. He turned around, dolly in hand, and immediately dropped it with a loud bang. In front of him were three guys, one on his knees with a hard cock in his hand, and the other on the receiving end, with one other in his pit.
"Derek, what the hell?"
Craig exclaimed at the sight before him. All three men looked at each other and then back at Craig. Derek coughed awkwardly, feeling himself getting slightly soft as the intrusion had thrown him off. He had forgotten about the incoming shipment that day.
"Hey there, Craig," he said awkwardly.
"He's hot. Got a nice belly on him,"
Greg said somewhat enthusiastically. Craig stood there blushing. At 6 foot, dark hair, beard, and glasses that framed his face very well, Craig was somewhat taken aback at the scene that was happening before him, let alone one of the guys calling him hot.
Thanks, Craig said awkwardly. "Did I miss the memo that you were having another fantasy party today, Greg? I'm somewhat hurt by this."
Derek and Craig had fooled around before, but never expecting to walk in on a scene like this happening in the very same room where just last month, Derek had his hard cock buried deep inside of Craig up against the wall.
"Happy Valentine's Day,"
Derek said, chuckling. "I mean, if you've got the time, you're more than welcome to join us. Just like old times," he said, a mischievous glint in his eyes. Craig grinned, shutting the stockroom door before adjusting himself in his brown uniform shorts. "You know I'm always down for that, Daddy Bear."
"Wait, you guys have fucked before?"
Alex said, looking at both of them.
"Why wasn't I invited?"
He pouted a bit at the fact that Craig had gotten Derek's dick before he could get to it.
"Doesn't matter. You're with your man." "Yeah, I know you're gay. I saw your couple's profile on Growler," Derek said, looking at Alex and ruffling his hair. "Besides, you're really not that subtle when it comes to checking guys out. You tend to drool a bit."
"Can we get back to the fucking, please?"
Greg said, annoyed at the fact that Derek had started to go soft. He moved his mouth back onto the man's cock, feeling it begin to swell in his mouth again. Craig walked over at this point, poking Alex in the chest.
"You're a cute little cub," he said, grinning as he brought his mouth to meet Alex's.
Craig could taste Derek's musky pit on his lips as his hand moved down, grabbing a hold of Alex's cock, giving it a few strokes. Alex trembled as he felt Craig tease his dick with his fist, moving his mouth in rhythm with Craig's. Derek moved his hand behind Alex's head, and broke the kissing.
pulling Alex's mouth towards him and sucking his lower lip in between his teeth, nipping at it gruffly. Craig, at this point, took the opportunity to remove his work shirt and shorts, kicking off his boots in the process, his belly out in the open for the men to see, with two prominent bear claws tattooed on each side of his chest. Outside the front of the store, a pair of eyes with cupped hands were peering through the glass of the store. "It says they're open till 7, he said, pulling away to reveal a full beard, bespectacled face, and long mohawk that was brushed back. "But no one's inside. I'm going to try calling up the store."
Come on, Gary. I'm hungry. We can just come back later. Besides, we have to meet back up with the others tomorrow. We can stop by then and grab that game for Evan.
The other man said in a reply, started to walk away from the store.
Chester, it's the principle of the thing. The sign says they're supposed to be open, but they aren't,
Gary said, huffing as he put his phone away and followed his friend.
Also, we are not eating at Olive Garden. I don't care if Brandy offered to buy me dinner. It's the McDonald's of Italian.
Alex let out a yelp as Craig unsuspectingly dove his mouth right into his cock, taking it immediately to the back of his throat. He began seeing stars of the pleasure that was moving through his body. Even Greg stopped what he was doing and watched in awe as Craig showed off his oral skills on Alex's dick.
"Damn, boy!"
Greg exclaimed, still stroking Derek's dick in his fist while his other hand was busy pumping away at his own. Alex reached down with his hands and rubbed them through Craig's soft hair, moaning as he held Craig's head there, his cock throbbing in the stranger's throat before Craig had to pull away and take a breath.
Fuck,
Alex said, breath trembling from the amazing head he had given him. Craig grinned up at him, wiping off a bit of his own drool on his chin.
Like that? Craig asked. All Alex could do was nod an affirmative response.
Greg, on the other hand, cleared his throat to get Craig's attention.
Want to try that on me?
He asked, positioning himself for Craig to see his length, throbbing in the air as a string of pre-cum slowly dripped on the floor. Before Craig even said yes, he moved forward and down, taking Greg all the way to the back of his throat. Greg's knee almost gave out as he braced himself against Eric for support. As he panted, his cock spasmed in Craig's throat. Alex took the opportunity to turn towards Derek and moved forward, pressing his mouth against his nipple and taking it between his teeth, sucking and biting at it. Derek hissed in pleasure as he arced his back, his cock throbbing in response between his legs. Alex reached his hand down, taking it into his fist and stroking the man as he continued to bite, lick, and suck on his chest. Craig had moved from deep-throating Alex to bobbing his head between the man's thick thighs. Greg was floating in a wonderland of lust. Derek moved away from Derek's nipple, looking the man in the eyes.
"Ever spit roast a guy?"
he asked. Derek raised his eyebrows in surprise and grinning, answering,
"Once, but I have a feeling we're about to right now."
Alex grinned, moving away from Derek as he gathered his clothes and put them down on the floor to protect his hands and knees from the rough, hard concrete. Derek, meanwhile, had walked out of the stockroom, returning with a packet of condoms and a small bottle of lube. Craig and Greg at this point were standing around Alex as he got down on his hands and knees.
"Do you always come prepared?"
Greg asked Derek, gesturing to the items he was holding. Derek just shrugged in response and got down behind Alex, spreading his cheeks and admiring what was in front of him.
"Wow, you look really tight," he said, brushing his thumb against the hole, which caused Alex to shiver in response.
Meanwhile, the other two men moved to the front of Alex, both of them jacking their cocks and watching Derek beginning to work on the opening of Alex's sweet hole. Derek took the small bottle of lube, spreading some onto two of his fingers before gently rubbing both of them against the puckered entrance. He gently began to press one in. He felt Alex tensing and stopped, allowing him to relax before he continued.
"This is some nonsense. Are they seriously closed?"
Damon said, looking at the store in disgruntled belief with his partner, Jim, standing right behind him.
"You know you can buy Pokemon Sun and Moon when we get back to Cincinnati,"
Jim said in response, grabbing Damon by the shoulder and steering him away from the store. Damon sighed.
"I need a nap."
Jim grabbed his partner's hand. "How about a nap after you play with my joystick?" Damon laughed as they turned and walked away from the store. Derek had gotten down to his last knuckle at this point, moving his finger gently inside of Alex, feeling him squirm a bit underneath his hand. Meanwhile,
Greg had moved back down to the ground, his head lined up underneath to take Alex's cock in his mouth. Alex couldn't contain the moans coming from his mouth. He could only imagine what Derek's dick would feel like inside of him. Still, not wanting to miss an opportunity to help, he pulled his head up briefly and said,
"Greg, you're getting better, but use your cheeks to pat around your teeth."
Greg did and made a world of difference.
"Very good. Now squeeze with your left thumb."
Alex took Craig's dick in his mouth once more and thrust his own dick to the hilt in Greg's mouth. Greg was surprised, but he did not cough or choke and kept happily sucking. Alex pumped harder, Derek's fingers prompting new waves of pleasure that shook through his body. Now Alex was primed. Derek laid his meaty, wrapped dick between Alex's ass crack, sliding as though lubricating himself on it, while adding more on top manually. He slid back and forth, grazing Alex's sweet, willing hole.
"Are you ready?"
he said, Alex grunting around Craig's cock in assent. Alex took a deep breath in as Derek eased his cock inside slowly, intentionally flaring it like a muscle to push his way into Alex's tight hole. He found himself saying, "Take it. Yeah, boy, you can do it." Automatic words of encouragement while his cock did the thinking for him. When he was all the way in, he paused, making his cock throb again before pulling out and pushing back in as the locomotive action of sex taking over. Alex, meanwhile, was loud and low, giving Craig the most guttural-sounding blowjob either of them had experienced. As Derek found his rhythm, Craig held Alex's head and matched the timing. Derek pushed in, Craig pulled out. Craig pushed in, Derek pulled out to the tip, keeping Alex open and squeezing around the head of his cock. Greg did his best to adjust and stroked his own cock to ride the edge, desperately trying not to shoot first, like there was a reward in it. Nearly slamming now, Derek and Craig sped up and dropped out of their synchronized push and pull in both ends of Alex. Craig began to lose his balance. He'd let go of Alex's head and placed his strong hands on Alex's furry back during the spit roast, but was having a hard time keeping anything but his dick up. He'd almost toppled when Derek caught him by the shoulders, looking him in the eye. Hands free, Derek fucked even harder. Craig grabbed hold of Derek and fucked Alex's face like never before. Everything, the feeling, the thick musk of the four men, Alex's mastery of his own mouth and tongue, and now Derek holding him up. He pushed his head forward and kissed Derek, hard, with tongue. Derek kissed back and could feel the sudden shivering in Craig's body as Craig shot what must have been a gallon of cum down Alex's throat. Derek kept kissing as the domino effect took place. An electrifying shudder gave way as he pulled from Craig's lips to give off a bestial roar, thrusting in Alex and filling the condom with what felt like an eternity of cum. Alex, drunk for a moment on Craig and feeling the condom inside him fill up where Derek's cock hit his prostate, pulled his mouth off Craig, gave his own roar, and shot into Greg's mouth. Greg, to his credit, swallowed and shot his own well-primed load, hitting all three men over him. Derek slowly pulled out of Alex, who immediately fell to his side. "Knee pads," he said. All of them laughed, easing the tension in the room. Greg sat up, astonished at himself. "Well, wow." He trailed off for a moment, until he could think again. I think that's a fair trade for the controller." Derek laughed. "More than," he said. "You can just tell your kid that you'll handle the trade-ins from now on. Craig, can you get some paper towels and warm water on them, please?" "You're not just going to lick it off?" Craig asked. "Nah, I prefer it fresh," Derek said, as Craig got up to get the cleaning supplies. Wiped down, they got dressed, when Alex noticed the time. "Holy shit, Derek, we're half an hour to close. You think corporate's gonna know?" "Probably. Don't worry, though. I'll just tell him it was food poisoning. Go." Derek answered while pointing to the leftover takeout bag. "Hope we didn't make you too late, Craig." "I stopped for lunch," he smiled, winked, dropped off what he was originally there to deliver, and made his way out into the Valentine's evening. Alex, clean and dressed with a freshly sore asshole and throat, excused himself to unlock the door and start the end-of-the-day duties.
"Derek, what am I going to do about the controller and my kid?" Greg asked as he dressed.
"What was he trading for?" Derek asked, pulling his own still-tight shirt over his body.
"I don't know. I think just credit," Greg said, and Derek nodded.
"Hey, Alex,
Do a $200 appeasement card for our friend here. On it, called Alex from the storeroom as they made their way to the front.
Thanks.
Greg accepted the card with a guilty smile on his face.
Look, I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it. You're not bad. You're just new. I'm sure you'll get lots of practice in now. Alex winked from behind the counter. Happy Valentine's Day. Look forward to seeing you again. The alarm beeped as Greg exited the building. Alex turned to Derek.
So, am I in trouble?
Derek laughed. Are you kidding? I want to give you a raise. Fair's fair and all. He motioned to the permanent bulge in his pants and Alex smiled, enjoying this new twist and all but guaranteed play that would come later, when a familiar beep erupted from his phone. Horror jingle. Derek chuckled as he headed to the office and checking his own messages. Alex shook his head and opened up Growler to find a message from someone called Box Cub. He checked the profile and found the cute bearded cub was very close by. He looked oddly familiar. Box Cub. Hey, cutie. Alex. Hi. Box Cub. Do anything for Valentine's Day? Alex. Was planning on going to Olive Garden, but my ex dumped me. Box Cub. Oh, no. I think you're adorable and totally his loss. Alex. Heh. Box Cub. How about I take you to Olive Garden for a friendly date? You can rant all about your ex if you want. I'd really like to get to know you better. Alex thought about it, switching back to the cub's profile. This box cub was handsome. Alex. I'd like that. Box cub. Great. How's 7:30 sound? I'm Jeff, by the way. Alex. I'm Alex. I'll be there. Box cub. Excellent. I'll be there with my Cubs Out Loud sweatshirt on. See you then. Alex's jaw dropped at a sudden realization. It's Jeff from Cubs Out Loud. He just asked if I wanted to go to dinner with him at Olive Garden. Derek came out of the office and handed Alex a small red envelope along with a couple of heart-shaped chocolates wrapped in foil. Don't read anything into this. There's one for everyone. Happy Valentine's Day, Alex.
You have been listening to a Cox Out Loud erotica audio production. Valentine's Storytime was presented by COL Media. Thank you.
I'm done reading the story, and I gotta say, that was a lot of fun. This is definitely one of the best stories I've read for Cubs Out Loud. The other ones were great too, but this one was particularly fun. I didn't know how the story was made. I didn't know that there was apparently a chat room on Telegram, and there was a lot of collaboration going on. I am totally surprised. This was super fun. It was super cute. I enjoyed it a lot, and I want to thank everyone for the time they took to input on this story, and special thanks to the Cubs Out Loud crew for editing, getting, and putting it all together, and the cool little shout-outs and callbacks and that sort of thing. Really, a lot of fun. Great work. And that's it. That's all I have to say. I really enjoyed this story. I had a great time. Again, thanks everyone for the effort they put into this. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. And I hope Alex is a real person and Box Cub had a great date at fucking Olive Garden. But whatever. You know, we all can't be classy bitches. Good night, and enjoy your Valentine's Day. Find someone to love, and love yourself, honeys.